Hello, and welcome to ECNM On Air, a podcast series from ECNM Magazine that shares industry intelligence, insights, and opinions on all topics electrical. I'm your host, Ellen Parson, Editor-in-Chief of ECNM, and today I'd like to highlight some of the most popular technical pieces of content we've been running on our website recently, but this time brought to you in audio-only form. In case you missed it, this content was originally brought to you in our ECNM Asks Q&A video series. This week, we're featuring subject matter expert Randy Barnett, who addresses some of our readers' most pressing questions about temperature limitations, general requirements in the NEC, as well as the confusion that often surrounds grounding electrodes. One of the big questions he often gets is, and he jokes that if you've got a week to discuss this one, it would be a good thing. Someone asks, I don't understand the temperature limitations of section 110.14. Randy goes through this question in depth, explaining how to use ampacity tables to clear up the confusion. Another question relates to understanding grounding electrodes. Randy takes a look at Article 250 and breaks down the 8 types of items you can use for grounding electrodes. Let's hear what Randy has to say about these technical questions. Randy, over to you.
Well, hi, this is Randy Barnett with ECNM Ask. This is just a series of short Q&A videos where you have specific questions out there that you've posted on ECNM Magazine online. And then we get the subject matter experts together and we go through them and try and get you some answers. So anyway, I got two questions to cover today then. One is, if you got a week for this one, we can talk about it. It says, I don't understand the temperature limitations of 110.14. Well, let's just go over the general rules. So 110.14 is general requirements for electrical connections then. Now the temperature limitations, and most of that information is pretty self-explanatory. Just read the information until you get to section C. So 110.14C is on temperature limitations. Well, we know that any chain is only as good as its weakest link, isn't it? So let me look up a quick example for you. And we're going to use, let's say I've got some number 12 THHN, and it's going to a receptacle over here. So that number 12 THHN, if I were to look in 310.16, our ampacity table, it would tell me that number 12 THHN has an ampacity of what, 30 amps? So I can allow 30 amps of current flow through that THHN and not exceed the temperature rating, that 90 degrees C insulation rating, if I started at the ambient temperature that it's rated for, okay? The problem is, so I can heat this conductor up to 90 degrees C, but then I connect it to some device like a receptacle or a switch. And the temperature limitation on that terminal screw is only 60 degrees C. I got a problem. So even though I've got 30 amps of current flow through my wire, I'm going to heat up, which is fine. I'm going to heat up that terminal screw down to 90 degrees C, and it's not rated for that. So what I have to do is I have to go back to the ampacity tables, and I have to go down the 60 degrees C column. Now I'm going to find that number 12 THHN is going to be limited to 20 amps of current flow on that particular device. See? And then I'm going to use what, depending on what I'm doing, a 15 or 20 amp branch circuit or whatever. So I need to take a look at 110.14 and compare that to my ampacity tables. Now, how did I know that that device has only 60 degrees C terminals on it? Take a look in 110.14. It says that termination provisions of equipment for circuits rated 100 amps or less are marked 14 gauge through 1 AWG shall be used only for, and it says conductors rated at 60 degrees C. So 100 amps or less, 14 through 1 gauge, 60 degrees C. Then it goes over and it's on the next column and it says for circuits rated over 100 amps are marked with conductors larger than 1 AWG, 75 degrees C terminals. Also, you say, well, I'm going to a motor. Okay, well, it doesn't have a limitation there, whatever. Take a look at, it gives you for the different types of motors, B, C, and D, and so forth. It'll tell you what the provisions are for the temperature limitations there. So anyway, 110.14C. And, help me with grounding electrodes, somebody says. Wow, help you with grounding electrodes. So lots of information in the code. I'm not sure you want me to come out and drive some rods for you. I'm not sure. I don't want to do that. Okay. But if we take a look at, go to Article 250, of course, on grounding and bonding, 250.52 is it that tells me the, gives me eight different things. Let me look that up real quick for you. 250.52, okay? And it tells me what are the eight types of items that I can use for my grounding electrodes. And so it lists those. And of course, the ground rod is one of those. And then there's plates, there's wire, you know, bare copper wire that I can use around, bury it so far in the ground and all that. So 250.52 tells me what I can use for my grounding electrodes. 250.53 tells me how to install those, such as, for instance, the rod and electrode has to be driven in, you know, be in contact with the earth for 8 feet or more. And it talks about the 25 ohms of resistance and all that. So your key is go to 250.52 to tell you what you can use for a grounding electrode. And then if you need to know how to install it, go to 250.53 to tell you how to install it. Then there's lots of information on the overall grounding electrode system. So anyway, we're out of time today for our quick ECNM Ask section. So be sure and put some information, some questions into the comments on the various webinars and videos that you view and whatnot at ecmweb.com, and we'll get back to you with our answers. Thanks. Have a great day.
Well, it looks like we're about out of time for today. Tune in next time for more answers to your most pressing electrical questions. ECNM On Air is produced by ECNM Magazine, part of the portfolio of Endeavor Business Media Publications. Well, I think that's it for now. I'm Ellen Parsons, signing off of ECNM On Air. Please let me know if you have any podcast topics you'd like to listen to in the future. And don't forget to check out our website for more great content resources for electrical construction professionals. Thank you and have a great day.